Welcome to episode 1080 of the Geek News Central podcast. It's Monday, November 30th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, or you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. PayPal.me/geeknews works just as well. Hey, you can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/geeknews. Hey, everyone, get a warm welcome to the Ohana. It's been 1 week since we have done a live show, and tonight was quite the evidence of that being so. In that, I think it has something to do with my rewire. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, but I'm late. So, Jason, does the audio sound okay on the stream? That's the question of the day. That's the part I'm worried about, but I think it's going out all right. But hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And as I said, it's been a week, but the studio is, how should we say it, lighter? This 10 by 12 room is considerably lighter. I'll get into that in a few minutes. But if you're brand new to the show, I want to give you a very warm welcome. Thanks for being here. And of course, we want you to get over to geeknewscentral.com, check out all the great content on the website. That is really where the beauty happens at Geek News Central. Blogging, we've got writers that write tech articles nearly every day. And then there's a whole host of content being produced with all of our partner shows as well. And of course, we want to get subscribed to this show so you don't miss this show. And we'll talk about those partner shows here in just a few minutes. So again, visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show and the newsletter. You can, again, visit daily to read the great content. But if you got comments about any of the ongoing things that we've got going on here, you can email me directly, geeknews@gmail.com. Let's see if I can get the right header up. Or you can tweet me at Geek News. You can follow on Google Plus on Facebook. You can watch this show on your Roku on the Tech Podcast channel or on the Apple TV. You can listen to the show on Amazon Echo by telling Alexa to listen to the latest episode of the Geek News Central podcast on Stitcher, on Blueberry.com, and a new place as well you can find us. I'm having to be very secret about. But if you snoop around, you may find me someplace else at this point. Not quite in the format that you normally know, but about a week I'll be able to hint you in. If you figure it out in the meantime, good luck on that. But of course, all our partner shows with No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff. And I got to get together with those guys. I promised them to do a discussion with them. And then we've got Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis, Gadget Professor Mr. Don Bain. We've got Elder Divide with Todd Ani. And of course, lots of content on the Pro Gear site at progear.guru. This show, of course, is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy really keeps the lights on literally here. And I definitely want to appreciate GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor of the show. But if you get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, or if you're just on the website and you just click on the GoDaddy link, what that's going to do is going to take you to the website and it's going to show you all the deals that we have going on. Our December 2015 GoDaddy special deals, again, continue to be 30% off on new product purchases, 99cent.com. So we've got $1 a month economy hosting, managed WordPress hosting, or website builder utilizing their great application that helps you build a website quickly as a business owner. You get a domain, website builder, and Microsoft Outlook email address for just $1 a month for 12 months. All those hosting plans are just $1 a month. But again, we want you to go over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Don't know what to give for a Christmas gift? Give that new teenager. Give that young adult. Give that spouse. Give that aunt or uncle a gift that will last them a lifetime. That's a domain name or a hosting account over at GoDaddy.com. Get them set up. Start them blogging, starting podcasting, whatever it may be your fancy. Set up a website where you can just put family pictures on. You name it. Do ancestry stuff. All kinds of collaboration type tools. Internally here, we run now a private blog that every one of my family members can post to. comments about things that are going on, major happenings. It kind of gives us a way to have a kind of an archive of what's happening in our life, and we can put stuff up, we can post pictures, and really it makes it easy to kind of go back and, you know, figure out what happened in the past year. So you can do something like that as well. Nothing that you do ever has to be public online. You can make private areas as well as I have. But again, we want to give you the opportunity to pick up a great product over at GoDaddy.com by using one of my promo codes. All of them start with CJC and end in GNC30, GNC99, GNCGOT, GNC1HS, or GNCWP1. I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at Geek News Central. I just do want to share just a little bit what is going on and what kind of happened. It's all working now. You guys are listening or watching the show, and I've done whatever I needed to do to make the audio right. But I got it, you know, Thanksgiving was fantastic. Had some friends over. It was perfect. Matter of fact, we killed our entire bird, and it wasn't a big one, like 13 pounds. By 5 o'clock, all the turkey was gone. A little bit of leftover mashed potatoes, a little left stuffing, mini wine bottles later. It was perfect. And by 9 p.m., yours truly was, for a better word, sound asleep. And enjoying being, I guess for a better word, getting some extra Z's. And it was fantastic. It really, really was. My wife and kids loaded up and they went shopping. Well, I got up a decent time, monkeyed around the house here, but about noon on Saturday, this office had been daunting me for a while in studio from some things I wanted to do. So by about 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday, I had completely rewired the back end of the studio. And mostly video, didn't touch the audio, just rerouted some video, got some stuff done. So we're going to start doing some stuff on Blab with the new media show. So I was really kind of getting prepped for that, doing some testing. Everything was good. Everything up and basically checked out, ran the system up, tested, but apparently I didn't test enough, but I'll just hold off and tell you what happened tonight. But so Saturday, way up early, 5:30 in the morning, and I started in that cubby right behind me. And as you can see, there's a reflection there now because I don't have the angles in that stops the reflection. But I started in that cubby, and I worked through everyone in the studio, pulled everything out, sorted stuff. I have boxes on the top. You guys can't see those. There's stuff on top of the shelving back there and stuff over here and some cubbies. And I have an actual like locker room locker over there that's got multiple cubbies in it. And 10 hours later, and about 5 or 6 garbage bags and plus like 3 separate piles, donate, dump, and sell, I had pretty much the office lightened up and a layer of grime wiped off. But anyway, I checked the system. Everything looked good. So, you know, the office needed this big run through, and I did it. It looks wonderful. You can't see it, but it really does. It does need a little deeper wipe down underneath the counters and that type of stuff, but, you know, we'll get to that. So tonight I got everything ready, show's running up, studio's up and running, put the headsets on, and I always do a audio check on the video recorder that's happening with one of the Macs, and I would go 1, 2, and I would say 3, 4, but all I would hear is 1, 2, and then no more 3, 4. So up to this point, what happens is the mixer back here has a line that feeds the TriCaster, and it's a line level input. Up to that point, no issues. Right, left works. I mean, I'm doing all these checks, and I'm basically getting a dropout of the right channel, and it's kind of dropping. So I monkey around with it for about 20 minutes, and I had an alternative way to get right-left audio in, but I'm dropping a channel on the entire TriCaster. The only thing I can think of is something has, well, both channels, when I slave it, it works. So there is, sadly, probably going to be an issue here that I'm going to have to deal with. I don't know if it's it's a repair issue or if I just have to reload. What this thing runs on is it, and remember, I was gone for a while, so thing was in here, it was Cold Island. There's some FGPAs, a variety of different devices within that system to make it to do what it does, and there's an issue on the audio channel. So we're good now, but the audio was definitely not where it should be and was chopping. I can see that everything looks good now. I'll do some more testing after, after the show or tomorrow, and see what's going on with it. But hopefully, those of you that are watching on the stream or watching the video now, after I've monkeyed with the audio, it sounds good. Doesn't matter if you're not listening live. The main thing is if you're listening or watching the podcast later. But anyway, that was the culmination of the office rewire and clean. Definitely drank too much wine. I don't know what it was. I wasn't into beer or whiskey this weekend. So I was a white wine kind of guy. And then the neighbors came over, bought a bottle of red. And we got into that. Way too much. Caught up on my sleep. Did no shopping. None whatsoever. No online shopping. Nothing. I bought zero. My credit card is still intact. Now, my wife and son and daughter went out. They didn't get too much stuff. So they behave themselves. So I'm thinking the credit card didn't get impacted too heavily. But there's a few things we need. I need a new microwave for the, we're not buying that as a Christmas present. New microwave for the kitchen, and I need a new weed whacker. So, you know, there's going to be some money spent on the Christmas presents that are useful for me. But other than that, we're back. I'm glad to be here in the studio, a clean studio. My son walked in here and I said, go look in the studio. And he walked in, he said, holy crap. He says, behind your desk. And see, those of you that are watching, you really can't see too much behind. So I used to have like a line of stuff behind here. It's all gone except for the one box where like the recharger set and stuff like that. So I'm pretty happy so far. We're definitely pounds lighter in here. Could use another. And what really slowed me down is my wife came in and she said, what are you throwing away? And I'm like, oh, just some stuff. And she says, wait, that's some of that stuff can be donated. And I'm like, it's 10 years old, honey. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, get rid of it. You know, because I was trying to make it easier. And she started, I guess for a better word, before the trash bag left the office, she was digging in and seeing what was in there and pulling goodies out that she thought were of value, much to my chagrin. But, you know, you just yes, dear, smile and everything's good. But anyway, I've got a ton of stuff to talk to you today in the show, so we need to get into that. I just miss you guys. I'm glad back on schedule here. We're four bore ahead until we get into CES. So I don't expect, unless something comes up, and I don't right now. I don't think anything's on the schedule. I think we are good all the way through. Oh, boy, and even Christmas Eve is on the 24th this year. There may not be a show that day, but all the way up, and I do leave to go to Vegas on New Year's Eve. So we've got at least 7 shows in the month of December here coming up where I'll be with you, and then we move to Vegas for live content. I'm excited, really starting to do heavy planning for that. So just be prepared. We're going to be here and cranking out content, God willing, and everything's good. But thanks for being here. I hope everyone had a great, those of you in America, had a great Thanksgiving. Those of you in the UK, I know you had your own Black Friday as well. I didn't know that was the case, but I saw that on the news. So I hope you got some good shopping in the UK as well. I hope those of you that did go shopping found some deals. And that's always the best part, right? Okay, so we're going to start off the show today and kick into the content. I do want to share some stuff that our writers put up on Geekness Central. And we'll start right off. And let me make sure if I got this in the right sequence. Start off with an article that was written by Alan about Microsoft Office 365 and how they're really enhancing things for business owners, bringing some new Skype features in. So, you know, Microsoft is, this is a big cash cow, Office 365. And they, you know, big part of their billions of revenue come from the Office suite. So they're definitely making the business customers comfortable, enhanced. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of competition with products like Google Plus and so forth. Good review by Andrew. And Andrew has been putting out a lot of reviews and a lot of UK-centric stuff on a regular basis. But he talks about some M-POW Cheetah Bluetooth headphones. Has a nice review on those. So again, if you know, Bluetooth headsets are really at this point a dime a dozen, and you really have to work hard to break out in this category. So if you want to check out what M-POW has and the new Cheetah, definitely I'll have that link up in the show notes for you tonight to check out as well. Good article about, from Alan as well, talking about will you cut the cord in 2016? And of course, with their many choices, the Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hulu Plus are all popular choices. You know, Sling TV launched not long ago and provides what is literally TV service over the internet with channels like ESPN, CNN, History, HGTV, and many more. These aren't free, but you can probably, you know, nickel and dime stuff together to get everything that you want. And we actually had another discussion here in the household about cutting the cord, and I'm being, how should I say, encouraged to lower our cable bill from the missus in a big way. Not many of you probably have a need for MailChimp, but MailChimp is a great way to build a business with an email list. I use Mad Mimi is the email service I use. It's tied to GoDaddy. But MailChimp has some enhanced automation tools, and Sean goes over that with these automation tools are going to allow you to introduce new subscribers with onboarding series, automatically follow up with customers after purchase. You can surprise your best customers with a coupon based on a purchase activity, create custom workflows based on API calls, connect with shopping cart integrations, and set up win-back campaigns using advanced posts, send actions, and more. So this is all some new stuff that's going on at WinChip. So you can see my team has been busy, busy, busy writing lots of cool tech stuff. Got a couple more here for you tonight. Disney Life. Now, sadly, this is UK-centric. Disney Life is basically a streaming service. It allows a family up to six to gain access to a comprehensive collection of Disney media, including movie, TV shows, audiobooks, and ebooks. It's unknown how deep the library is, but for now, Disney Life is only available in the UK. So if you are a in the UK and you're a Disney fan, definitely check out Disney Life. And of course, there'll be information about that link in the show notes. Did you know there's a new Visa card that's based on Bitcoin? It's actually got the Visa logo on it. So if you want information on Coinbase, definitely check that out. Again, another great article by Sean from the Geekness Central team putting in together great content. Also, OneLink Connect. And again, it's been a week since we've been with you folks, so I'm going over all the content that was on GNC. Then we'll get into some highlights, some news today. And I've got a stack, a large stack. OneLink brings connected smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to HomeKit. So if you've got a new Apple TV, this may be something you want to definitely check out. And again, when Apple announced the launch of HomeKit, its platform for the connected home, hopes began running high that HomeKit would become the one platform to rule them all in the Internet of Things space. And while the rollout of HomeKit has progressed somewhat slowly, more companies begin releasing products specifically made for HomeKit. And again, OneLink line of products kicking off with a connected smoke and carbon monoxide detector. So have that link up in the show notes. Again, the OneLink by First Alert Wi-Fi Smoke and CO Alarm is available at Lowe's and Amazon. All right. So nice to see some products start to come out. Final article today is, and we may have missed this, but Motorola has had some offers in the UK and some deals. I don't think these deals are now, they may be maybe gone, but you can visit MotorolaCo.uk. Again, a lot of content here for both the US and UK listeners because I have US and UK writers on the Geek News Central team. Little shot, or actually a big shot of H2O there. All right, I'm going to get a little serious with you here. And if you haven't heard it yet, you guys ever heard of VTech? Now, VTech's a kids' toy company. And, oh boy. Folks, we need to protect our kids. VTech has all kinds of little, like, gadget-like devices that are mimicking adult devices, like tablets and little cameras and a variety of different products and services that are connected. But they had a huge security breach with personal information of nearly 5 million parents, and even more horrifying, 200,000 kids' information were basically accessed and downloaded, 190 gigabytes of data, chats, emails, passwords, download histories, home addresses, children's names, birth dates, genders, and pictures. You know, when you're dealing with adult information, people above 18, their accounts, their pictures, there's obviously going to be intermixed in those accounts, our kids' data, our grandchildren, cousin, nieces, nephews, that kind of stuff, right? But when you are a toy company and you are specifically connecting kids and their parents, there'd be little intimate chats back and forth, mom and dad pictures, individual kids of pictures. And kids, when they're young, they may snap a picture of themselves not fully dressed. You know, we just don't want, if we share our kids' pictures, we share them because we so choose to. And we choose pictures that we so choose to share because they've been screened by us. So, with VTech being hacked and them obtaining children headshots and chat logs, it's a bad breach. And I think as parents, we all need to, and I think about stuff that I share with my kids and stuff. I think as parents, we need to probably sit back a little bit and go, Because what's scary here in this breach is that there are a lot of disturbed people that are on this planet. So these parents' addresses and the kids' pictures are prime for purview of those in our society that largely should be locked up. This to me, if you think about some of these scumbags, some of these horrendous individuals, it's disgusting to even talk about how they think, but they're definitely profiling. And with all these pictures and addresses and information and essentially everything they need to drive up to someone's door, they have chat logs maybe and can derive information about what the parents do or what they work. And you essentially have now 200,000 kids at higher risk. And I'm not saying that this is going to drive an individual who is deranged from harming a child, but it's not going to help prevent it either. So, you know, one of our policies that I've had with my company is we don't allow children to access and use our services. Now, they're not going to be logging in and getting podcasts subscribed to and so forth. But at the same time, we just don't, we don't do it. I can't imagine having to have had the responsibility as a system administrator to have been the one that was to protect this information. They had to have had thoughts in their minds, what will happen if the, if this information leaks? They may have been great toy makers, but they are absolutely horrendous in the security zone. Now, VTech is a Hong Kong-based company. And again, they make internet-connected gadgets and toys. They have taken a majority of their services offline. They pulled the servers offline to fix this issue. But again, it wasn't just pictures. Why in the world would they have kept historics on chat messages? But again, the oldest logs that were obtained dated from the end of last year, while the most recent ones from November. And the server also contained audio files. So, bad stuff. VTech, again, has announced in a press release that they have taken down as a precautionary measure some of its vulnerable portals. Now, if I was them, if I was that company's CEO, it'd all be down. I just can't imagine any more damage that they, well, maybe they got everything. Maybe all their stuff has been completely revealed. I don't know. But it's got to trouble. Doesn't it trouble you guys? It's bad enough when our personal information is stolen, but to have it included our kids' pictures, all that stuff. Oh, my God. It's just creepy to me. It's scary. Keep your kids close. Protect them. Be smart what we do on the internet, okay? All right, a man fighting FBI spying gag order can finally speak after, hear this, 11-year court battle. Over a decade ago, Nicholas Merrill received a national security letter from the FBI asking him to turn over customers' data. Merrill, who owned a company called Calix Internet Access, refused to give it up. Instead, he fought a national security gag order for 11 years. After winning the suit against the FBI Director James Comey and Attorney General Loretta Lynch, Merrill can now speak about the Bush-era NSL. These letters function similarly to subpoenas, and the FBI sends them to compel companies to turn over information when there's a national security-related investigation. Well, he didn't want, he wanted to talk about this, but he couldn't, you know? So, the FBI, apparently, in this information they requested, wanted phone numbers, billing information, shipping records, and a host of personal data on Merrill's target. Merrill stressed that the FBI had made it clear that cell site location information was included in its request for radius logs. The FBI believed it had the authority to do so just by issuing an NSL letter, not a subpoena, just a national security letter, okay? The FBI claims it has authority to ask for mobile phone location, according to the feds. This, of course, you know, when he refused to hand this information over, both the FBI and U.S. Department of Justice, it basically said, you have to be quiet. And he fought it on First Amendment rights. But it's a little intimidating. But this guy stood his ground, and I don't know how many years and how much his lawyers cost. But he definitely fought the FBI on this. But an unredacted version of the court decision is available. And, but again, 11 years, this guy's fought for the right to talk about what the FBI asked of him to turn over of his customer. I don't think this should come as any surprise based on any data that, you know, anything that we've heard over the recent past 3 or 4 years. You know, I don't think any of this comes as a, oh my God, type of a moment. But just to know that this data can be demanded without a subpoena. Again, just by sending a national security letter to the business owner. Now, this gentleman's the first person to successfully fully lift this kind of a gag order. And while he's not telling us anything, again, particularly surprising, it's frightening that it took him over a decade to legally be able to say it. And there are obviously an unknown number of NSLs out there that are in play and collecting information, we hope, on bad guys. But again, he didn't talk about who, what, and where. Talked about the what they wanted. So, again, 11 years, but I don't think it comes as a surprise to any of us. There's an article about an individual, and I don't know the full story on this. The article doesn't give a lot of background, but here's the essence. Dropbox found child porn on one of its servers. They turned that information over to the feds. The individual was arrested. He's a 17-year-old. He was arrested and faced charges. From that standpoint, he basically realized that his life was over and decided that he was going to become the next person in the annals of American history to go and hurt people. And he specifically was going to go to a school and hurt children. So here's this guy that has got this sicko thought process. And yet, because he's been outed and he's facing going to jail for a very long time, and I guess he was out on bail or whatever the story was on this dude, he got a couple of knives and went to a library looking to kill some people. And some gentlemen there that were playing chess actually halted the attack, and this guy was arrested. But it just blows me away that we have... Hell, I don't know. How can... Why... Okay, they found the information. This got tied to this guy's account. Why wasn't he in jail? That's my point. Maybe it was because he's not an adult. I don't know. But some very bad things was thwarted here. But good on Dropbox for turning that information over to the feds. And he's not the only one that at this point has been outed by them, I guess. So just goes to show, sure does, that justice prevails, but this guy could have done some very bad things. Okay, switching on to more happy thoughts. The iPad Pro, got to look at it for the first time. Man, that sucker's huge. Did not buy one, but playing with it, it is beyond snappy. It is fast. It really has got some power to it. But there's a good reason for it. The A9X, specifically designed for the iPad Pro, it basically fit this beast of a processor inside. And again, this sucker's rocking and rolling, but it's got quite the processor in it. It's got 12 graphic cores. It's capable of 51 gigs per second of processing power. It has two CPU cores. That's a little bit of a trade-off. And it doesn't have L3 memory cache, but compared to the other devices, it is, twice as many as the iPhone 6 A9 chip. So they've really, souped this bad boy up. So if you're looking at the iPad Pro, consider it to be about as twice as snappy as your current iPad 6S, okay? Moving on here. There's a good article over on Torrent Frank. The MPAA softens its movie theater anti-piracy policy. So if they catch someone filming in the movie theater, they don't they aren't mandated anymore to call the police. They're still recommend to, but they're not being forced to call the police to arrest them. They loosened the rules a little bit with the movie theaters. And at first sight, not much has changed. And again, the MPA still recommends theater owners keep an eye on suspect moviegoers while prohibiting the use of any recording devices, including phones. But preventive measures are basically asking patrons to silence and put away their phones. And, you know, they're still recommending that they throw people out if they appear to be abusing and so forth. But they don't have to call. They're not mandated. And the wording that they changed, and this is what it used to say. It used to say theater managers should immediately alert law enforcement authorities whenever they have clear indication that prohibited activity is taking place. Now it says managers have the option to immediately alert law enforcement authorities whenever they have clear indications that prohibited activity is taking place. So they have the option now. And they basically have changed the wording just a little bit. So lightened up, not much, but just a little bit. I still wouldn't want to be caught recording in a movie theater. Okay, so moving on to the next thing in the stack here. Some of you are probably waiting for Rainbow Six. Many of you will be playing Rainbow Six while you're listening to the show. But Rainbow Six Siege recently concluded open beta, and one of the things that the beta tester says they didn't like team killing. In other words, a rogue player killing the team. So they've confirmed that they have in place to handle trolls when the game officially launches for many of you today. So, but anyway, they're going to try to, by putting measures in place to, I would imagine, ban. This would be like same player, same team player killing. So in other words, in this game, you get on a round per basis, you get one life. And in this video game, once you get schwacked once, you can't come back to life to the end of the round. So what they're worried about is a rogue player taking out a team and causing them to lose, obviously. But they apparently have a plan for that. I think they just put a safety in there that they don't allow them to shoot them. All right, skeptics guide to buying or not a 4K TV. Did you buy one? Did you pay too much? Did you think about it and you haven't decided yet? Well, I got to go to an article over in Gizmodo on a guide to buying 4K and some options for you to save some money if you decide to do that. I have that link up in the show notes. If you're an AT&T customer in your unlimited plan, the nation's second largest wireless carrier confirmed that it is raising the prices unlimited data plan between $5 to $35 a month. The change, the first seen in 7 years, will take effect in February. So if you were grandfathered into an unlimited plan, expect your bill to go up between $5 to $35. And I don't know what the criteria is for the increase, only that they're going to do it. Amazon has switched on Fire TV smart home voice controls. Amazon is taking the training wheels off Fire TV, Alexa's virtual assistant, giving it all the same smart home controls as Amazon Echo's connected speaker. That means users can dim their Philips Hue smart bulbs, turn down a Wink-compatible thermostat, or trigger an IFTTT event using the Fire TV's voice remote. Users can also reorder items they previously purchased through Amazon Prime, and they've got a variety of new commands that are available. Link will be in the show notes. So if you have Amazon Fire TV, it will act similar to Alexa on the Echo. How many of you were expecting a bunch of emails today getting information on Cyber Monday deals? I barely saw any ads. I got something from Newegg. I got something from a variety of high-end audio-video dealers, but I didn't see anything from Amazon or anybody, but they said traffic was down. I think it's because the deals have been on since, like, November 1st. I think that's the reasoning for it. Scientists are pretty excited. They've got an unknown particle of the material universe. That's a big word there. And apparently, it's something to do with quantum physics. International team of researchers theorize a new particle exists in a material known as tungsten, which the researchers liken to a material universe because it contains several particles, some of which exist under normal conditions in our universe, and others that may exist only in specialized type of crystals. Okay. Even more intriguing is the perspective of finding more elementary particles in other condensed matter systems, the researchers say. What kind of other particles can be hidden in the infinite variety of material universes? The large variety of emergent fermions in these materials only begin to be unraveled. Now, when I read something like that, I'm like, okay. And when scientists get talking like this, I wish they would like come down to like the fourth grade level. But what it is the new particle is a cousin of the whale, W-E-Y-L, and I probably pronounced that wrong, fermion, one of the particles in standard quantum field theory. However, the type 2 particle exhibits very different responses to electromagnetic fields, being a near-perfect conductor in some directions of the field and an insulator in others. So these were some folks over at Princeton that figured that out. So, but it's all to do with quantum theory. It's a lot of supposition there, I guess. Scientists also say huge clumps of dark matter may lie just beyond our moon. About a million miles out, there may be what they call strands of dark matter. So this is how they've come up with that is basically a bunch of scientific hypothesis, not a real fixed information. But they feel that they may have enough information at some point to send a satellite out in that area, sit around, sniff around, looking for this dark matter that's been so elusive so far. But who would have known? Right out by our own moon, or a little bit beyond our moon. And really what they're saying is the gravity in the universe and the gravity that would be affected by the Earth would push the dark matter far enough away that it wouldn't interact directly with the Earth, but would be surrounding it. And because of the Earth's magnetic fields and all this other stuff, that it potentially wouldn't go through the Earth. That's kind of weird to think that. But anyway, this elusive dark matter, they're trying to do everything they can to try to figure out where it's at and come up with more ideas. But anyway, something more down to Earth. NASA has announced final tests for Hubble's successor James Webb Space Telescope. It's going to the cold room for about 90 days. Basically, they're going to put it in space conditions and make sure everything works. So we're getting closer on that telescope being able to be launched. If you're dining in New York City, chain restaurants in New York City are going to start putting warnings on extremely salty food this week. So expect every menu to pick up will have warning signs on it because everything that's mostly fast food and ate out is very, very salty. Amazon is apparently making a video app for the new Apple TV after all. So that's big news. So the Amazon tech team confirmed that Amazon is working on a Prime Video app for the new Apple TV. So that's big. We didn't think that was going to happen, but apparently it is. So good on Amazon. Panasonic has introduced bargain price 4K TVs to woo holiday shoppers. So if you like Panasonic's product line, there are two models available in different sizes. First up, there's a black bezeled CX400U available in a 50, 55, and 65-inch model priced between $800 and $1,500 respectively. And there's a silver bezeled CX420U in the 55 and 65 inch varieties that are $1,000 and $1,500 perspective. So I have that link up in the show notes if you're a Panasonic fan and looking for a 4K TV. The WhatsApp. How many of you use the WhatsApp? Well, this morning, Telegram users on WhatsApp noticed something strange. The chat app was blocking links to telegram.me, which is a rival chat app that grew popular in the wake of earlier WhatsApp outages. Apparently, the folks over at Facebook who currently own WhatsApp, were basically not liking the secondary app to be able to work well with the folks using it, or being able to, one choosing one over the other. And so anyway, it appears that Facebook has put a block out and trying to shut down the competition. We'll see how that is reacted to by the populace at large. If you're a PS4 user, Sony is unlocking the 7th CPU core. As you may know, in that 8-core system, 6 cores are used for gaming, 2 cores are used for admin, but it appears just like the Xbox opened up their 7th core, partially opened it up, the folks at Sony are doing the same thing to gaming, to game manufacturers, to basically get a little more performance out of the game. So that 7th core is being opened up on the Sony PS4. Expect to see some action on that sometime next year. All right, the United States is officially, according to the press, ending phone data collection exposed by Edward Snowden. And privacy advocates at some tech firms are welcoming the end of bulk gathering of so-called metadata. But some security hawks fear that law enforcement will be hampered in their efforts to thwart terror attacks. It just makes you wonder, okay, they let that one go pretty easy. What does that mean? Well, time will tell. Okay, UK ISP boss highlights technical stupidity of the Snooper Charter proposal. And it just goes to show you, and what this is, for those of you who aren't aware, in the UK, they're getting a bill's going through the House of Commons that is essentially gives the government the ability to have a backdoor and get access to information from the internet service providers and so forth. But the language that they've used in the bill is more aligned with the telephone usage versus internet usage. So the ISPs are kind of like poking little fingers at the government saying, you guys really don't know what you're talking about, and we want some clarification here. So internet connection record. I've never heard of an ICR in the internet. That don't think that exists. I know about raw log files and TCP connections, but an internet connection record, I don't think there's such a thing. As these UK ISP boss is basically highlighting. So they're trying to get some of the language cleaned up so that as this makes its way through, the language will be clear in what they have to provide and what they don't have to provide. An IPO is getting ready to kick off. And by the way, the IPO of Square last week. So-so. Not a bad launch. Congratulations to Square on their IPO. But Atlassian, and I probably pronounced that wrong, too. Atlassian, and we had them on as a sponsor here recently. But they set their IPO range, and they've aimed to raise about $370 million. They are a company that was launched by some founders that never took venture capital. So we'll see what happens with this. There's about 1,200 employees over there and around 51,000 customers, including me. I use their products and services. They've getting ready to go public here, and they expect to raise a lot of money. So good luck to them. Moving on here, rumor says Apple is testing 5 different iPhone 7 prototypes. So someone that's come up with some pretty good predictions in the past say they're trying a variety of different handset sizes. And this is for the iPhone 7 in late 2016. But some of these phones include wireless charging, touch ID within the display, an AMOLED display. Boy, if that happens, that would be fantastic. But anyway, they're testing a variety of iPhone configuration before choosing a final setup for the upcoming release. Can you imagine being on that team? It's like every year you got to crank out something new and something more wonderful. Just, I can't imagine even the challenge of that. There's a good write-up on recode.net talking about Access, the Google unit that's taking on Comcast and the rest of the cable biz, and talks about their business layout and what they're doing and how much money they're spending. Who to watch at Google and where their deployment stands. It's a really good article by Ari Code, again, talking about the Google Fiber and a variety of other products, including their robotic stuff and a variety of different services that are underneath the basically the Alphabet brand, and OneHub, Project Link, RailTel, a variety of different services and projects that are going on at Google. So I have that up for you to take a peek at. There's an 8-second video of a Coke can being pushed across a table that has garnered 628,000 views. And all I will say is you Star Wars fans are crazy. I'll have the link up in the show notes. If you want to watch the 8-second video and add a few more views, make sure you turn your audio up, okay? Have your speaker turned up when they run the 8-second video, okay? And you'll get a smile. We've talked about Li-Fi in the past, and Li-Fi is, a lot of advances being made in it. Of course, Li-Fi, like Wi-Fi, is based on light, transmission data via light. And, of course, Wi-Fi is more or less a given these days, and just about everywhere we go, we would be on the lookout for any kind of free Wi-Fi, or on which one we could piggyback on and get some bandwidth. Wi-Fi is here to stay for right now. But Li-Fi has been touted to be the next generation wireless internet connection, which might be able to see off Wi-Fi sometime down the road. This is a light-based data delivery platform, which has already been tested out. And the light fidelity in full, it will theoretically be able to deliver internet connectivity to computers and smartphones at speeds of 100 times faster than home Wi-Fi now. And it's pretty amazing. And it basically using LED technology, and being able to flicker that light at such a high rate that we can't see it, but the detector can, to be able to transfer data. Not without challenges, but it is very cool. It's basically taken kind of the essence of fiber almost to be able to do data transmission, but for a better word, over the air. Are you a Nerf gun fan? Well, the folks over at toyland.gizmodo.com have got a great article on how to upgrade Nerf 70-mile-per-hour blaster with a monstrous 108-shot magazine. Just what your kids and adults need to play. Pretty easy upgrade. A little home project there for you. I'll have the link in the show notes for you to review. Hey, Adobe's released its first video editor for Android, and this is very cool. So the launch of Premiere Clip, the first video editor brought to the Google platform. Premiere Clip on Android is pretty much identical to Premiere Clip on iOS, which launched about a year ago. And it's easy to use, but surprisingly capable video editor that lets you assemble clips, adjust their look, and put music over them. For those who don't want to do much editing themselves, the app can be also automatically used to put together videos matching your clips. It's a little background task. So very, 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 very cool. Let's see here. We all know that there's this big summit going on in Paris about the climate and all that. I really don't want to get into that stuff. Some of that stuff, but, you know, there's a lot of bias, a lot of it's this and it's that. And I think we'll just let them hash it out over there and kind of report near the end. But if you're interested in climate change and what's going on with the Paris summit, plenty of news sources for that all over the web. Several years ago, my wife and I and the kids got to see the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile and got to sit in it. And it was pretty cool. We got some pictures. But now you can buy a Oscar Mayer RC Wienermobile to give as a Christmas present. It's available for purchase for just $25 through the Oscar Mayer website. And it's only limited numbers and small batches. So if you want a Wienermobile, RC Wienermobile for $25. I may just have to order one to put it back here. yeah, kind of cool, yeah? So, well, there are some weird stuff being put out that, of course, if I got it, my kids would be like, Dad, I want this. I want to use it. And it would end up wrecked. But for $25, you get an RC version of one. SoundCloud's been getting a lot of negative press as of late in that, they're talking about takedowns, music takedown and stuff that really wasn't copyright material and so forth. Adobe Edition was just updated, and the ability to publish straight to SoundCloud has been removed. It makes a lot of people worried about what's going on with SoundCloud. But they haven't been getting a lot of positive press by creative types lately. So I don't know what is really in store for SoundCloud, considering their financial concerns. But one thing is for sure, when Adobe Edition removes the ability to publish to SoundCloud via their audio app, it makes you go a little bit, makes you wonder, because they don't normally just remove that kind of stuff. Sadly, the latest batch of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's emails may, as many as 1,000 emails, and this is, again, the latest batch, may contain classified information. And the emails are part of an 8,000-page document dump scheduled, again, for today. And so that's just amazing here that another 1,000 emails contain information that should have never been on the type of server it was. It's just shocking. You know, just one instance, just one email, just one email being breached across from a, you know, getting into the wrong type of a, can cost people their jobs. Can be fired for just one email. And talking about 1,000 emails, just, I don't think we're even shocked. It's just like, oh, well, at this point, you know, any normal person, their security clearance would have been taken away, and for life, you'd be done. You wouldn't be able to hold a government position any longer. So, you know, what are we going to have? Are we going to have a president that potentially a president in office that can't hold a security clearance? No, but it just amazes me. It really, really does. It's continued this long. But anyway, I try not to get political, but I don't care what party you are. I'll be honest with you. You do something like this, you deserve to have the letter, the book thrown at you. You really, really do. It's just, I don't think it'll ever happen. I really don't. It's that insider beltway thing, you know, that we talked a little bit about on the show. But you know, both sides, both parties getting protection, for a better word. It's just a fact of the way things work in Washington, D.C. Okay, so let's see here. When was the last show? Let's see how much emails. Everyone's been on vacation. So last show was on the 23rd. And let's see here. I got an email from Greg. He said, hey, Todd, is Comcast using Sandvine? I don't even know what Sandvine is, Greg. That I have no idea. Really didn't. Got an email from Bree. She said, hey, Todd, I agree with you about those ads. I haven't seen any, but I would have felt the same way you did and do. They should not do that without explanation. And I'll be honest with you. I got an email from a couple of you saying, hey, you need to watch this Amazon series, The High Castle. So you guys know I talked about how it pissed me off what they did in a pre-advertising blitz and not really knowing what it was associated with initially. I'll have to admit I'm 6 episodes into The High Castle. It still makes me mad. Every episode makes me more angry. I've never had a television show make me mad. It's intriguing. It's this underlying thing. You got these guys that are part of the resistance, people trying to do right, trying to figure out that, you know, potentially there's freedom, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. This is going to be a very long series with Amazon. But, you know, I'm through the first 6 hours. And, you know, there's a couple of characters already that I want, you know, to be knocked off. You know, it's not too early in the series. It's already, I'm like, get rid of him, you know. But you know he's going to be there to the end because he's a really bad guy. You know, he's one of those characters you just despise, hate, you know. And what it really does, what this series does, should make many people's skin crawl. It is, and if you're in Germany, I'm sorry, it is going to bring up some bad memories. and talks about the Holocaust. Matter of fact, it's continuing. It talks about the Gestapo and, you know, all these activities, no due process on both sides, not only on the Nazi side, but the Japanese occupied Pacific Pan America. It's crazy. It is a big, thick plot, and there's gonna, a lot of people are going to die. but if you have Amazon Prime, you are going to want to watch The High Castle. And I know a number of you already have because you've emailed me and tell me you got to watch this. So thanks for the nudge, but the advertising still made me mad, Bree. It really did. But you got to watch the series now. You'll be more mad. You'll end every episode angry. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I got an email back. So I got an email here from Sam. And he said, where do I listen to GNC podcasts? He listens to on the treadmill and in the gym. All right. And also, I was asked if I purchased any activity trackers by one of our listeners. No, I just have my, I've had a Fitbit that I am not using anymore. My Windows band quit working. I couldn't charge anymore. And then now I'm on the Apple Watch. So far, so good on that. So I guess that's what I'm using. Okay, that's going to bring me to the end of the show here. And we're way late the show's not way late. We're on time with the show. But I get kind of back into battle rhythm here. And I want to thank everyone for hanging out. And went little bit long in the beginning talking about the Geek News Central articles. But if I can't recognize my team's work, what can I do? And I want to thank all of the Ohana and all the emails that came in. Again, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And if you weren't in America, I hope that you're ready for the holidays as they're fast approaching. And everything that goes along with that. My calendar is already filling up very quickly for weekends, and not to mention all the planning that's going on for the Consumer Electronics Show. If you want to help support the Consumer Electronics Show, paypal.me/geeknews. Every contribution is greatly appreciated, and we'll be recognizing some of our contributors here in the next show. But thank everyone so much for being with me today. I look forward to being with you again on Thursday for another edition of the Geek News Central podcast. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.